En ik ga zeggen hoe lang het hier met u poko te doen langer oor taker. Edward Ellison is with us as we acknowledge five new marine reserves collectively named Tauroa or Raki Hauia. And they'll cover about 308 square kilometres of Otago's coastline and designed as a full no-take area. They're coming into force, marking a major step for marine protection and iwi-led stewardship in our country. E te rangatira, Edward, hoki mai, ko Dale Tende. Thanks so much for joining us once again here on Wātea. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi ki a koe me te iwi.
Tēnā koe. This is, well, it's neat news. We're just talking about threats to our tile, threats to our marine space by modern-day practices. Perhaps you'd be kind enough to tell us about the ingoa for this reserve, Tauroa Ōrākei Hauia. What does that name represent for Ngāi Tahu, and why was it important to rename the Marine Protection Network in Te Reo Māori, Edward?
Kia ora, Dale. Well, Te Raki Hauia in our kaitahu traditions was the first person to traverse the coast of Te Waipounamu. So we thought that was a very important story to hold on to and name, give that name to the marine reserves. Tauroa is the enduring wake or of Te Raki Hauia and his journey. Connecting us to the moana, you know, our people navigated by waka, by the stars, sea currents, and migrations of whales and seabirds. So, you know, it enables us to, that name to be relived, retold, and we think that's quite important.
Tēnā koe, Chief. The Otago Marae is out, it's on the southern shores of the Otago Harbour. Not too far from the heads. Might you be kind enough to, because a lot of our listeners here in Tāmaki perhaps haven't even visited Otago, where are these marine reserves planned and do they interlink with each other?
They don't interlink, but there are five of them. One just south of the mouth of the Waitaki River, south. There is one off the Otago Peninsula, covering bryozoan beds and a canyon. There's one that runs from halfway along the peninsula back toward the Esplanade in Dunedin City. And then there's one around an island off Brighton. And then as you travel south to Tairi Mouth, there is a marine reserve that runs south from Leardale along the coast. They take up about 4% of our ocean area off the Otago coast.
Tēnā koe, Matua. Might you be kind enough to tell us how this came to be? Was it advocacy from our peeps or from environmentalists or politicians? Who came up with the idea of marine reserves how long ago?
Well, of course, the Act, Marine Reserve Act, is 1971. And they've been promoting marine reserves along the Otago coast since about 1994. And of course, you know, because they're no take, there was a difficulty for us. And it wasn't until this current round started in 2014, which was a much more collaborative approach. And we, Kaitahu, were well represented on the forum. And so we worked through a model that has us remaining engaged within those marine reserves, in fact, as co-governors going forward, so partnership with the Department of Conservation. Really, 12 years of quite a lot of work, really, to get to this point, Dale.
Tēnā koe, there's been a lot of heat on about even the term co-governance, but we do see models that are operating fine, that don't hit the headlines. How comfortable are you with that term, and how will it play out in reality, do you think, Edward?
Well, look, we're comfortable with it, Dale. It's a natural progression within working with the Department of Conservation. We have a great relationship with them on our coast, working on this kaupapa. And look, it's natural to ensure that our mātauranga is in there. working alongside Western science, using the marine reserves to gain a better understanding of what's happening within our oceans and how that might be applied across the wider ocean area, really, Dale. That's our traditions, because we know the name I mentioned goes back a long time. It seems quite natural that we should be there standing alongside Doc. And the importance of that is traditionally marine reserves exclude us. This model has us directly engaged, co-governing, feet in the water, doing the diving, assessing, surveying, and knowing what's happening day to day. We will have six rangers working along those marine reserves.
Tēnā koe, and obviously we're looking to hopefully see the marine biodiversity recover and thrive as a result of these five reserves. Have our people sacrificed our customary take rights as part of this arrangement, Edward?
Yes, they have, Dale. Although we do have the provision to be able to undertake wānaka or wānanga, you know, within the marine reserves, to access those places where we traditionally did fish, to understand what's happening there and maintain our mātauraka there. So while that's not a take and eat process, but we're able to exercise judicial use of the areas to maintain that mātauraka going forward. Given it's 4% of the ocean area, we think, well, it can be utilised as a great barometer for what's happening within our ocean, within those reserves, but also apply that with the areas outside in building partnerships, relationships with stakeholders, marine science, as we go forward.
Yeah, tēnā koe. And it seems encouraging too that having these marine reserves with a tangata whenua involvement in its management would encourage perhaps more of our people to take a deeper interest, perhaps an academic interest as well, in marine biodiversity. So the upshot of that might be more of our rangatahi tracking down that educative path to understand marine environments better. And that might be one of the upshoots of this arrangement. Your thoughts?
Kia ora, Dale. Exactly. That is really one of our hopes, that this will be opening that door to enable our people. We do have a number of our people involved in those areas, marine science, but, you know, that's that mix of mātauraka as well. But, yes, we hope to build those bridges and capacity going forward. We've been doing a lot of work on land and in our freshwaters, and there's more to do on the coast within our marine area.
Tēnā koe. As one of our older Māori statesmen and rangatira, Edward, I wonder if you'd be kind enough to just touch on the passing of Whatarangi Whiniata. We've had that confirmed by his whānau, and we've known for some time that he's been quite māuiwi. But one thing that stands out to me when I think back of his work, not just for the advocacy of learning environments, but his long-term vision. And when he first came out with a 25-year plan, it was a little bit unusual, but of course we've seen that 25 years play out. And as we start on the cusp of a new arrangement in environmental protection and marine environment protection, a reminder too that long-term planning is essential if we as a people are going to uphold the mana of our environments. What might you say of that long-term planning, and indeed Whatarangi's vision and focus across decades in order to get where we are today?
Yeah, mihi ana te ki te karaua, koe hinga atu. Look, yes, he had a great vision. He was a visionary person, and I think he encompassed that intergenerational thinking, long-term, and outstanding contribution, really, in that respect. So, he mihi ana ki aia me tuna whānau I tēnei wā. Me hoki ki a tā hinini meet, ori te tangata pau, he pau tangata he pau kaha I roto e nei kapapa o te mātauranga e whai ana tēnā rā aratika. Yeah, so both those gentlemen, the rangatira, will be sorely lost, but they've contributed so much, really, in broadening this pathway for our people and reminding us of how our people thought and approached these matters, Dale.
Well, tēnā koe, it's always wonderful having a kōrero with you, Edward. Thank you so much. Some encouraging news in what can only be described as a sort of difficult news climate for our people. But as Whatarangi, as Herini, would have suggested, you know, stand proud, box on. And so that's what we'll do as a people, and appreciate, as always, these rich snippets of information out of Otaka. Thanks so much for joining us on the program at Te Rangatira. Mauri ora kia koe.
Hi. Namia te kia koe, Dale.